Friday, May 31st, when they take on Sweden in their next game. Thank you very much for your tremendous support tonight. I wish you all a very safe journey home.
And that's how it finished at the Aviva Stadium, the Republic of Ireland losing to European champions England by 2-0. Coming up on the extratime.com League of Ireland Voice Notes podcast, well, really, the Republic of Ireland podcast, we'll hear from Ciara Caruso and Denise O'Sullivan. First, though, let's remind you of what happened in this game. Some of you might have been watching the Champions League while keeping only one eye on this, so you may not have seen it start to finish. That's okay. MacDara Ferris of extratime.com was there, and afterwards he sent us this voice note.
Hi, O'Sheen. It was a spirited defensive performance from Ireland against one of the world's best sides, but again, it's a case of nil points after this. They'd lost on Friday in France in a backs-to-the-wall performance, and it was pretty much similar tonight here in the Aviva Stadium, but losing 2-0. Having said that, Ireland, after about the hour mark, really put it up towards England, and we're really unlucky not to score a goal. Early in the game, it took England just 12 minutes to get the opening goal. Lauren James got that opener, and then Ireland conceded two penalties with two handballs. The first half, first one was a charge down by Risa Littlejohn that I thought was more like a Leinster player with taking down Jessica Park's shot. Second one, Louise Quinn was a bit unlucky when the ball came off Alessia Risa's hand. On both occasions, Alex Greenwood took the spot kick. She scored her first one, sending it low to her left as Courtney Brosnan went the other way. But the second one, she switched sides. It hit the right-hand post, spun right across the goal line. I think Ireland were maybe unlucky it didn't come back off Courtney Brosnan. But it remained 2-0 at the break. As I said, there's some fresh legs that Ireland brought on. Eileen Gleeson had made two changes to her starting lineup. England had made five from their 1-1 draw with Sweden. And Leanne Kiernan was very impressive when she came on. She provided a lot of energy to Ireland. Megan Campbell came on, and her long throws caused all sorts of chaos in the England box. And really, Ireland were lucky not to score. Caitlin Hayes had one chance from a header that came back from Louise Quinn when she was at the back post picking up a Katie McCabe cross. Hayes had another chance that she forced Hannah Hampton to save. She started in goal for England with Mary Earps on the bench, and Hampton had a howler. She was delaying kick, taking a kick out from her, punting one from her hands. McCabe was standing in front of her. She threw a foot up and blocked the ball, and it looked like McCabe might race in to get the goal. Ireland have only ever scored one goal against England, but Hampton made up for her error and saved England. There was 32,742 here in the Aviva Stadium. 3,000 less than or fewer than were here when Ireland played Northern Ireland, but this was a real step up in quality of opposition. And as I say, Ireland can take a lot from their defensive performance, particularly in the first half, but especially their taking the game to England in the last 30 minutes of the game. And that's something I'm sure that Eileen Gleeson will be looking for her side to do when they face Sweden to come in the next games. They have a home and away fixture against Sweden to come later in this group. So it's finished here at the Aviva Stadium. Republic of Ireland 0, England 2.
This is the extratime.com League of Ireland Voice Notes podcast, and that was MacDara Ferris watching the game at the Aviva. Let's get some post-match reaction now. And Ciara Caruso, we're speaking to Christine Allen.
I mean, just from the last few days into this game, I feel like we've learned plenty again, just implementing different tactics quicker into the game, and also being more specific about moments in which we can pick up a ball, like you said, on those transitions. Just if, you know, I think that there is a variable of unpredictability when teams have to play us, and they know that with our talent and with our ability and just with the, you know, the grit that we bring. But there's something that we can take that advantage of, that because they might not know, but we should always know. And I think that it's been very impressive with the kind of information we've been given and to be able to retain in terms of turning those moments into moments that we know where to be, we know what to do with. But yeah, it's I have a full faith. I know that when you play quality teams, I've only seen this team and these players rise to the challenge. And I would every day I would bet on us. Every day. Because if you're not betting on yourselves, then who is, so?
What was most difficult playing against Leah Williamson? She's back in the England squad now. And Lucy Bronze, what do they bring to a back line?
Yeah, I mean, there is a confidence, obviously, a presence that's right off the bat. I mean, I remember playing against Leah in Champions League, and she's, you know, still the same player, very calm, cool on the ball, lovely long switch of a ball as well. But yeah, that being said, though, like, again, these, like, a player is not going out to have a perfect game as well, and there are moments and there are pieces of each of this, the backline's game, that we were like, hey, like, let's put them in these situations, let's put them under pressure in these ways. But again, you have to respect it too. Like, they're playing, they're a class team. They're, you know, our European champions. So
we definitely looked to have them a bit rattled in the last 20 minutes. Leanne Kiernan was playing very well, and yeah, did look like we could get something.
Yeah, gosh, Leanne was impressive with the kind of energy she brought onto the field as a sub, and the rest of our subs too were massive game changers. And I also have to credit that to our tactics changes coming into that second half, and just being a bit more on the front foot. Katie's higher up the field, and then suddenly, like, you can jump a keeper more often, you can get throw-ins more often, you can, you know, really cause a lot of chaos, because again, like, when if a team feels like, oh, we can always have the ball, there's plenty of time, and then suddenly they don't, like, it's not something they're comfortable with. No one wants to have that happen, and you could see how uncomfortable that made them.
Yes. You could see after you guys went 2-0 down that you kind of came into a huddle and reset. Was that the mindset, like, okay, we need to just completely clean slate and go again here?
Yeah, it's, I think too, from I can appreciate from like a leadership standpoint of just like locking eyes with everybody and understanding and being like, hey, we have to look at each other right now because this is what we're in. But like, again, like, clean slate, move forward, because again, like, just it's with these games as well, like, we take these matches, but they're always, we're playing everyone twice. There are plenty that, you know, there's 2/3 of this still left, and you have to be able to continue to move forward in that way and be together in that, like, again, like, eye contact and confirm with one another that, like, this is what we're doing this together. And also, I think that in those moments too, those first 5 minutes after like a rattled moment like that, you got to just be collected, stay calm, bring it back together, and then set the pace of the game again from there.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Karen.
Yeah, of course.
Thank you.
Yeah, you guys.
Thank you.
Let's hear now from Denise O'Sullivan, who is speaking to ExtraTime.com's McDara Ferris.
Yeah, I'm sure we'll go over video again ourselves individually and see what we can do better individually, and then come into camp and review it as well with the staff and see where we can take it from there. But yeah, we just have to stay positive. And as I said, we got to keep being good defensively, give up those kind of goals that are a bit not like us to concede, you know, and then get on the ball and try and score some goals.
Denise, is it a case of trying to bottle maybe that last half an hour performance, the fresh legs that came off, the likes mm-hmm. of Leanne Kiernan, obviously the long throws caused chaos in the England boxes. Is that really the positives you're going to try and take from the tonight's performance?
Definitely. The last 30 minutes of the game, it was a lot of us, a lot of Ireland. We got chances, and the subs made a massive difference coming into the game. So they are the positives we need to take. We know what we can do, but we need to do it earlier, I think, and that's the way it is, yeah.
And the crowd was deafening when those chances came in. Yeah, when Kay McKay blocked Hampton's kick out as well.
I thought we had one there, yeah. Yeah, the crowd is absolutely fantastic, and it's amazing to see 32,000 fans come out. It just shows how far the game has gone and how much the game's grown here. And yeah, we thank them and hope that they come out again.
And the fact that it was on RTE1 tonight, that was the main draw for football fans tonight, rather than maybe men's Champions League over on RTE Player.
Yeah, it was fantastic to see, and the game is growing massively, and to see that, it's really cool for us. But yeah, we're looking forward to next camp already.
Obviously, you undecided where that last final home game was going to take place. Would you like to see it down your side of the country?
Of course I would, yeah. I've been hearing a few things, but I'm not really... It's not set in stone, so I have no idea, but it would be nice. My family's there and stuff, and it's where I've grown up, so yeah, it'd be nice.
Thanks, Denise.
Republic of Ireland star Denise O'Sullivan speaking to ExtraTime.com's McDara Ferris following last night's 2-0 defeat to England at the Aviva. A huge crowd and a great atmosphere at that game, and some positive signs from the Irish team. Of course, it's a couple of games against Sweden to come. Now, let's move on to the announcement of the Republic of Ireland senior management and the new Republic of Ireland men's senior manager is going to be announced soon, according to the rumours. Next week, maybe. I have no idea who it's going to be, but let's hope it's a good one. And it's one of those things that if it goes wrong, then people will say, well, you botched the appointment process. So, of course, this was ill-fated from the beginning. But if it goes right, then the FAI will rightfully get the credit for taking their time and being patient. That's just the way football works. That's almost it from me. This was the ExtraTime.com League of Ireland Voice Notes podcast, although this particular podcast had nothing to do with the League of Ireland. It was about the international match last night at the Aviva. But we will have an ExtraTime.com League of Ireland Voice Notes podcast early on Saturday morning. We'll be going around the grounds on Friday night and bringing you analysis and reaction. Luke Jordan will be here with his ExtraTime.com League of Ireland podcast either later today or maybe early tomorrow. That'll be a deep dive into everything that's happening in Irish football. Please do like and subscribe and rate and do all of those things that you can do to help us out if you possibly can. And you can do that, I think, pretty much anywhere you get your podcasts, any platform that you use to get podcasts. That's it for myself, Oisín Langan. I'll talk to you soon. Don't forget to check out extratime.com and, of course, at Extra Time News, and you can get me on at Oisín Langan. Talk to you Saturday morning. Take care. Bye-bye.